You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette.
Former President Trump back in court in New York City. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This is a trial that should have never been brought.
Again, calling the first of his criminal cases to go to trial a disgrace.
We have a Trump-hating judge.
Speaking outside the court a short time ago before jury selection resumes. He's charged with falsifying records over 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair the former president denies quiet.
I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense. Some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was.
Now he claims it's election interference preventing him from being out campaigning. President Biden will spend the next 3 days campaigning in Pennsylvania, a key battleground state, in his Trump rematch going to Scranton today. The Supreme Court is about to take up at a hearing this hour a Trump-related case. One of the convicted Capitol rioters is challenging a law used to prosecute him and hundreds of others related to January 6, 2021.
Corruptly obstructing official proceedings. It's a law passed in 2002 in response to the Enron financial meltdown. And according to the DOJ, more than 300 people are facing the same obstruction charge over their alleged actions on January 6. The case could have implications on former President Trump's legal case in Washington, where he's facing an obstruction charge over his alleged actions to overturn the 2020 election results.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. House Republicans will today deliver articles of impeachment against the head of Homeland Security to the Senate, alleging Alejandro Mayorkas ignored laws and allowed record illegal immigration. Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox,
"We're demanding that Chuck Schumer have the full trial, that they hear the evidence, let us put it on for the American people, and then remove this individual from office."
But Republicans don't have nearly enough votes in the Senate to convict and remove Mayorkas. Senate Democrats say he has committed no crime, calling impeachment a sham, and they may not even hold a trial. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and comes with our Feel Better or Your Money Back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
It's time to win
stocks
cash.
Are mixed.
Get your KPEL News
on Wall Street,
ready, because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the
Dow's
following code
points
into your KPEL News app where it says win cash.
Gaining
and make sure you listen for
the
more
S&P
codes
500,
throughout the
though,
day.
Is down
because
about
the more
points.
Codes
the price
you
of oil,
the better your
down
chances.
Still around 85 bucks
code
a barrel, while gas is up another
and
penny. AAA's national average for regular at $3.64 per gallon. That is 4 cents more than we were paying last.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA. Breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
We'll be right back.
Hey, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice is a Matthew James Tax Wealth Management Hotline. It's April 15th. It's come and gone. So tax day has come and gone. Now, all of the extended people can worry about their taxes later. Are we getting our money's worth for our tax dollars? That's always the question. After you pass up tax, I didn't really discuss it yesterday. I'm not going to get into it today. I just kind of laugh. All the money they've taken from us, all the money they're borrowing, and it's not enough. Imagine a country that's taking every penny they can get out of everybody's pockets, not to mention mandated insurance, not to mention just insurance in general, not to mention now inflation from hell. The regulations they put on these businesses on buying a vehicle and stuff that you and me have to pay. We only sat down and looked how much they took from you. It's a phenomenal thing because we live in the greatest country in the world. Seems like we ought to get some money, but that's on top of all that they take from us. $35 trillion in debt more that's going to come out of our pockets. That's a great government. That's a phenomenal government. And 35 can hit 50 overnight if we get in a war. Overnight. So I just started thinking about it. I said, wow. I do not mind paying taxes. I think taxes is a necessary thing. I really do. People think that I'm such an anti-tax guy. I'm not. I'm anti-more taxes. I mean, if we only knew what the regulations would put on these things that we buy and sell and even eat, we'd be phenomenal how much prices have been driven up. But I'm not anti-tax. You got to build roads. You're going to have public schools and you're going to do public financing. You got to have infrastructure. But, you know, besides that, in the military and protecting our border, which we don't do, there's just the tax dollars that go to work. A lot of people have figured out a way to funnel tax dollars into their pockets, into their buddies' pockets. That's what's happened. Like, you know, like a camera on a basin bridge. Somebody of Blank Page Cortez is going to make a lot of money. Now, that may be stopped, thanks to Blake Miguez. But I'm just saying, it's money coming through government, set up by government is the problem. And a lot of that money is used for the wrong things, and we employ way too many people. But that's just me. It's not being used right. But when you have to take every penny you can possibly get, and then have to go borrow another $35 trillion, and it ain't enough. You know, it ain't enough. I think that should bother people. But it doesn't bother a lot of people. Shoot, they got tax increases all over the place. And it doesn't bother people. And I think it ought to bother people, but it don't. Anyway, that's $35 trillion over what the government takes. You know, 10% sales tax. I mean, just think of all the money people make, the money they can invest to make the economy better if it wasn't so much for the taxes. And then, like I said, overspending by another $35 trillion. That's, to me, is phenomenal. That just blows my mind. No respect for money, printing money. And yet, tax day comes and goes, and they just made it to where they're making it hard on. You know what government's supposed to do, folks? To make the playing field, business playing field, and life equal for everybody to have a chance. Not equal outcomes, equal for everybody to have a chance. It's out there for whoever wants to go make it. That's all government's supposed to do. Protect the borders, protect us. okay? And then help us with things that we can't. I can't go build a road. I don't have the money to go build a road. So we pay taxes for that. You know, protecting our borders, policemen, all that stuff. I mean, we got to have stuff to you know, we got to have taxes. Never been against taxes. But, man, it's getting outrageous right now. So if you're going to vote for a tax in your area, you're going to vote for it. I'm not, they're not, they got to take every penny now. I've done this 20 years ago. I'm just not voting for a new tax. If they actually, hey, Moon, it's taxes to help your mama. I'm going to tell you, I'm voting no, I'll go help my mama. But that's not how people look at it. Man, there's so many people out there writing grants and getting filthy rich. And government, as soon as local governments and state governments figure out that they got it, they can go to the federal government and get a grant or get money, man, they're going to get that money. And it's just the way we are now. It's just we don't really care about the big picture. That's why I'm telling y'all, you know, we've talked a lot about the Green New Deal and all that. It's going to get money for nothing. We're devastating ourselves. And no, I've never seen a country tax itself to prosperity. I've never seen anybody borrow and go into debt to get out of debt. I've never seen anybody say, well, I got a problem paying my bills. Let me go run up some more debt. It's never happened in the history of mankind. But we take it for granted. We just do it. We don't worry about it. That's why I continue getting guests. I'm hoping to get, I don't know if I get him on today, Mr. Antoni, the Heritage Foundation, so I can continue what I'm telling y'all. The raising of debt and the causing of inflation go hand in hand, and I don't think many people understand it. And it goes hand in hand. I learned this back in high school. I learned about inflation back when I was young. I watched it under Jimmy Carter. I'm watching all this debt we run up now. It's absolutely outrageous, and for no reason at all. I'm watching us. Whoever thought of you borrow money to give to foreign countries? Now, just think about it. You're broke, and a foreign country, it'd be like your next-door neighbor say, hey, Moon, can you help me with some money? And I got debt up to my rear end, and I can't hardly pay my bills. And I go, yeah, John, how much you need? I need $10,000. And I go to the bank, and I borrow $10,000 for my next-door neighbor and give him $10,000 that I had to borrow from the damn bank. And you know who's got to pay for it? Me. Would you do that for your neighbor? And don't tell me that, yeah, I would. You'd go do that for your neighbor. Don't ever worry about paying it back. If you're in mega debt, you can't hardly pay your bills, you need more money, would you go run up a credit card or debt or get a credit card and hand it to your neighbor? I wouldn't. If I could help my neighbor, I'd help him another way. You don't do this. What we doing? We're going to send money to Ukraine and other places. We ain't got no money to send to nobody. I just don't understand. I'm trying to think, why does American people think you can do that? That's what we're doing. Running up debt to give money to other people. That's the dumbest, silliest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. I mean, I've never in my life heard something that silly in my whole life. I mean, really. It makes no sense. Anyway, April 15th, I kind of almost laugh at it now. Yeah, I got to pay my taxes just like you. I never said don't pay your taxes. Whatever the government puts on us, we put them there to put it on us. All this borrowing of money that the federal government's doing because states can't, and they keep going to the federal government. We can't run up deficits, and the federal government can. I mean, this is what the American people voted for. You know, did the American people vote to open our borders and let anybody and everybody come across as many as they can? Is that what you voted for? Because if you tell me no, you're a liar. Because you voted for Joe Biden, you voted for this. Somebody said this to me. This is really kind of funny. So, remember Build Back Better? That was Joe Biden's and them. Let's see, Build Back Better. Walmart closing 23 stores in 8 states, all blue. Target closing 9 stores in 4 states, all blue. Walgreens is closing 900 stores, mostly blue. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing the remaining 360 stores. Lowe's has closed 50 stores. Macy's is closing 150 stores, mainly blue states. Starbucks has closed 61 stores, mainly blue states. Home Depot is closing 15 stores. Dollar Tree is closing 1,000 stores. Foot Locker is closing 400 stores. Gap is closing 350 stores. Party City is closing 24 stores. Big Lots is closing stores in California and Colorado. Burger King closing 400 stores. So I'm going around with this. Build Back Better. Joe Biden. I'm just letting you know. Build Back Better. Joe Biden. So the people that vote for Joe Biden, this is what they wanted. Tax day. Come and gone. Amazing. Just simply amazing. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Your opportunity to be a voice. The Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. We'll take a break. Be right back.
It's springtime, and that means garden time here in Louisiana. And Louisiana-owned and operated Stein is where you need to go to get all the great deals on plants and everything else you need for that brand new flower bed you've been wanting to make. Stein has great deals on garden soil, mulch, weed, and ant killer, everything you need to lay the groundwork for that brand new flower bed, plus assorted flowers and vegetables in jumbo six-packs starting at just $2.79. The weather is perfect, and that means you have the opportunity to start bringing those great blossoms into your yard today. Plus, springtime means outdoor cooking, grills, charcoal and propane burners, all of that you need you can find online at steinhome.com. Louisiana-owned and operated, Stein is your place for the gardening and outdoor grilling you need to take advantage of this spring. Check out everything they have to offer online at steinhome.com. That's steinhome.com. Check them out today.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Support local.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Always a pleasure on a Tuesday to be here in Louisiana. 844-766-6607, Matthew James, Tax Wealth Manager, Holland. By the way, Governor Landry would join us Thursday at the opening part of the program at 9:06. Constitutional Convention, we'll get to a little later. Daniel Earthbaum is going to join us for a little while at the 10 o'clock hour. And tort reform, is it going to happen? Constitutional Convention. A little bit of everything with Daniel this morning coming out of the 10 o'clock break. But I do want to let you know the governor would join us. That's his fourth time. That's more than Bobby Jindal and Bel Edwards came on in 16 years. Of course, one time would have been more than they came on. They kind of went like Psycho Bill. All righty. Boy, I tell you what, Mike Johnson's still taking it on the chin, folks. I mean, they just beating him up everywhere. And I'm not going to say rightfully so on this Pfizer deal. This is This seems to be getting worse and worse for him. Every time I pick up something else, Rand Paul, Senator Paul said something else. Johnson completely changed principles after becoming speaker. And you know, I hope he's not right, but I can see why he says that. Conservative and progressives teamed up to demand an amendment, the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is FISA. That's FISA, folks. Last week, which would have required a warrant for government spying on Americans. The amendment vote came to a tie. It was 212-212. I saw another report, and Mike Johnson tanked it. Now, Mike, the reason Mike's problem is, folks, this is the stuff Mike was against. This is stuff he railed against. He railed against too much speaking. He railed against money going to Ukraine. He railed against FISA. So everything he was against, he's for now. And it's becoming a problem. This bothers me. It bothers me sometimes when somebody says, you've changed your principle on that, on something that I really ought to stick to. But it bothers me for Mike that if Mike's changing his principles, then what do we have? I bet you I've had 50 people say Mike was a better congressman than he has been a speaker. I was told by Joe Cunningham, I forget the congressman, they're trying to go knock him off now. And if Mike's got to hold his position with Democrats, that don't look good to me. And I'm just telling y'all, he's getting pounded. Lawmakers, privacy experts sound alarm on most terrifying expansion of government surveillance in the history of spy powers, in the spy power bill. Lawmakers and privacy experts on both sides of the political spectrum are sounding alarm on a provision in the spy powers reform bill that one senator described as one of the most terrifying expansions of government surveillance in history. Despite the outrage, the passage of the legislature by 110 Republicans, they saying that this would seek dramatically expand the ability for the government to surveil American communication now. In other words, electronic stuff. I'm just telling you what they're saying. They think they're now finding stuff in it that's made it worse than we know. He said, think about a third-party contractor who may have access to equipment. Janitorial company who has a key to a data center comes in and cleans up the data center floor or something, technically speaking, they have access to the equipment. Could the national security agent hit the janitorial company with an order requiring them to give NSA access to the data center? I'm just telling y'all, this is not good. It's not good for Mike. And I'm every time I pick this up, it frustrates me. The budget, the money, the extra spending, like Rand Paul said, you know, everything he was against, he's for now. And it just bothers me. It bothers me big time now. There's a lot more to think of than Mike Johnson. I also made phone calls of people that know him best. They're disturbed by it. It's not, folks, if you'd have told me Garrett Graves or somebody like that would do it, I'd say, well, that's just what they do. But not Mike Johnson. And Mike Johnson looks very hypocritical on this because there's a lot of things that was against. By the way, we heard from their office yesterday. They wanted to send somebody, but they don't want to send Mike to talk to me on the program. Somebody from one of these policy think tanks. I told them, send them. Tell me when. Because this can't be explained. It can't be explained by Johnson. It cannot be explained by his staff. What they're doing in Washington, D.C. This doesn't change one thing what they're doing in Washington, D.C. And let me tell you something. I heard Mike say it too. Well, you know, if we can get the House, we can get the Senate, and we can get the presidency. We had all that. You still got to deal with Republicans. And when you're dealing with Republicans, what are you dealing with? I'm talking about elected officials, not the registered voters. What are you dealing with? Still deal cutters. That's the frustrating part. So we give him the House and the Senate, and Trump gets to be president, and Trump tries to do something. How many John McCains are still out there? How many psycho bills are still out there? By the way, did Cassidy ever tell you if he's endorsed Biden yet? I'm just asking. Anyway, when we get back, they had a bill to get rid of income tax. They're pushing that back to next year is what I'm getting. Anyway, libraries. Devil's advocate think it's no big deal. What's going on in libraries? We'll get to that as well. Hey, folks, this is Moon Grafon. I built my dream home. Start imagining your dream home. And when you do, make sure you call my friends or get in touch with my friends at Schumacher Homes. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. When you tour a Schumacher model home, you're in control. Stop by doing operating hours and tour at your own pace. There's a reason my friends at Schumacher have been building homes for over 30 years. They're committed to making the home building process as enjoyable, simple, and hassle-free as possible. Call them or visit them, SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com to schedule your free, no-obligation design and pricing meeting. Hey, it's an hour or two of your time working on your dream home. And my friends over at Schumacher Homes just announced some exciting news. You can get a mortgage rate as low as 2.875% when you finance with Schumacher Homes. That is 2.875% when you finance with Schumacher Mortgage. Hey, the whole Schumacher team is dedicated to making sure your dream home becomes a reality. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, remember the name All Field Equipment, AllFieldEquipment.com. When I say Allfield, that's ALLfield.com. Allfield Equipment founded in 2016 by my good friend, Mr. Bill Allen, with over 50 years' experience in the oil and gas industry. Hey, this is a great company to do business with. Whether it's production equipment, control valves, controller, glyco pumps, chemical pumps, chokes, Wilden pumps, Barton recorders, Allfield has new rebuilt and parts. Allfield handles some of the industry's top brands such as Norseal, Fisher, and Kimray. On the supply side, Allfield has anything from Q-tips to appliances to general Allfield supplies. Allfield is one of the largest suppliers of bottled water in the Gulf. And remember, Allfield never changes transportation. Like the name says, Allfield has it all, covering the Ocotex area and the Gulf of Mexico. Allfield Equipment, 337-837-1003, 337-837-1003.
My wife and I both...
This hour of the Moon Grafon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Grafon Show, 844-766-6607 is the number. It's Matthew James, Tax Wealth Management Hotline. By the way, is Thomas Massey just that he's the one co-sponsoring the motion to vacate the Speaker of the House. And he should step down like Kevin McCarthy did. Anyway, Massey is the one saying he needs to go. I don't want that to happen to him. But, you know, I won't have a vote and I won't have a say. It just worries me if the principles are falling off. It does. For the guy I know. You know. I don't know. Maybe hate to say it this way, maybe it's a Louisiana political thing. That's what you do in Louisiana. You just say one thing and do something else. I look at Psycho Bill and Blank Page Cortez and go on and on and on about the people that have done this, and it's just a shame. And as part of me feel bad, I got some people saying I don't feel bad for him at all. Well, I don't understand. I'm not there. I don't understand the pressure probably they put on these people. But I know I felt like he was God had put him there for a reason. I really did. And maybe when it's all said and done, Mike's just smarter than us. Maybe when it's all said and done, Mike Johnson's just smarter than us. Maybe he got the plan, he's sticking to the plan, and when it's all said and done, Mike will be one standing on the hill looking down, saying, I told y'all, just be cool. Everything had reason to what I'm doing. He can explain it to me, but he can't understand it for me, though. That's the problem I got. Maybe he does. Maybe he's just smarter than all of us. And if he's just smarter than us, then we got to wait and see what happens. I haven't seen anything smart about this FISA thing yet. Not one. I haven't seen anything smart about raising debt, more debt, more debt, more. I haven't seen anything smart about that. But, you know, I've been wrong before. I know I've been wrong from the microphone. I've been wrong personally in my life before. I know I have. I'm not a politician where I'm going to sit back and say, look how good I am, because I'm not. So maybe Mike, is there a chance? Anybody out there want to take a shot at it? Is it a chance Mike knows what he's doing and he's there and we're not and he's just smarter than us? I'm asking. I don't know. Just maybe he's a lot smarter than all of us that are mad at him. You know, maybe we'll be the one to apologize. I hope it, you know what, let me say that. I hope Mike has a plan. He's so much smarter than us. He's a smart guy. He just knows more than us. Not smarter, maybe, but knows more. Mike has a plan, and the plan will make you and me go, wow, Mike, I'm sorry I even talked about you. And, man, thank God you stood your ground and you did what you did. Maybe we will say that. Does anybody out there believe we're going to say that one day when this is all said and done? And once again, don't anybody run to him, because it's what people do. Yeah, Moon wants to get rid of you. It's not, I want Mike to stay as the Speaker of the House. But I'm hoping somebody can tell me something that goes, yeah, Mike just knew more than we did. He understood it better than we did, and he did what he had to do. And look at where we are now. Maybe that'll happen. Because I don't see that. I don't have a vision for that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the one wrong. I don't see it that way today. Maybe Mike will show me it's the way you're wrong. And I'm hoping this group will call in. They're supposed to have said, can we come on? Come on. I have no problem with that at all. All right, let's go to the phone line. Mr. Charles, don't know where you're from. How you doing, Charles?
Good, Moon. Simply. Mike is my congressman, and I'm like you. I've got great concern about what direction he has went since he became speaker. But I've been thinking, you know, that swamp up there, they make the Mexican cartel look like a Sunday school class.
I do believe right it. I do believe. Time. I do believe it's really evil. I do believe the swamp,
right.
Deep state, are very, very evil. There's no doubt about that. But I was hoping because
Moon, right after Mike got appointed, right after he got elected speaker, his wife, she's got an office at their church. She has some capacity at the church. She's got an office there. She got an envelope with white powder in it. The FBI came and investigated it. The powder turned out to be nothing, but I'm wondering, was that a warning?
Oh, no.
That they could get to his family anytime they wanted to.
Well, anybody can get to anybody anytime they want to, but all I'm telling you is, when this vote came down on this amendment, that would have made sure that our government, if they want to investigate Moon and Charles, has to go get a warrant, and it's 212-212, mostly on party lines, and you vote no on the amendment that would protect. Yet Mike has preached against FISA for a long time. He's preached against his debt for a long time.
Hello.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, Charles. Does he know something you and me don't know? Does he know something? He probably does.
Somebody knows something, don't they? Somebody knows something, because Mike has changed drastically since he got elected speaker.
Yeah, and that's what's being pointed out by people that know him. And I don't know how much Rand Paul knew him. But I'm taking it Rand Paul knew of him. But if you go back and look at Mike and speeches, I mean, the guy can speak very well. He's a constitutional attorney. He knows what he's doing. But in this incident, not only this, we've had about two or three budget extensions since Mike has become speaker. That hadn't stopped. That means we've run up more debt, so Bill Cassidy and everybody go run around and brag about the projects they brought home. I thought we were having a problem paying our bills, but yet... And we just spend some more money. So, you know, it's just frustrating for me. I'm going to tell you what's frustrating. Knowing somebody and feel like you're really knowing them. And then this happens and you're trying to understand what the heck is this all about.
I know it. When you see a change like this in somebody, usually one or two things has happened. They've either been threatened or they've been bought off, one or the other.
Yeah. Well,
they don't just change their attitude for no reason.
Somebody's getting on me saying, why would you want why wouldn't I want Mike Johnson to go? He fools you too like everyone else. That's a good question to ask me. I can't answer it, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. That's a great question. The guy asked, why would you not want Mike Johnson to go? You've been fooled like everyone else. That's true. I get tired of seeing people put their hope in another controlled politician, have them immediately change and put their position in power. He came out of nowhere being speaker. He's controlled, period. Why not take that and kick him out? We keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. And the guy's right. James, you're right. I can't argue with that. Like I said, unless he knows something we don't know, and he's going to prove to us that we're wrong. And I don't see how he does that. I just don't. But maybe he will. James, you're right. The problem is next. Who's next? Who are we going to count on next that gets in there and goes, hold up, we got to keep doing what we've been doing? What Republican? When you put a Republican by your name, that says nothing to me anymore. That means nothing to me anymore. Just doesn't, because I don't see the difference. But is there a difference now between him and McCarthy? I'm asking. Is there a difference between Johnson and McCarthy now? And if it is, somebody explain it to me, and I'd be glad to listen. Really, really love to listen. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. When we come back, we do have a bunch of state news. Daniel Erskine at the top of the hour. He'll be great again, as always, with the Pelican Institute. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. From their humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. The corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company. Folks, you hear me brag about advertisements. South Star Urgent Care is the name you need to know. Listen, you look up in the middle of the night, you're looking, God, where do we go? South Star Urgent Care. They open on weekends. They open at night. They can get you taken care of. If you're sick, if you're feeling bad, maybe you coughing, dehydrated, fever, flu, fractures, South Star Urgent Care wants to service you, and they're going to treat you like you want to be treated. They're going to get you in, get you out. You're not going to sit in a dark waiting room for a bunch of times. South Star Urgent Care. Go to southstarmoon.com, southstarmoon.com. You know you can register before you go and set your appointment. Hey, it's really cool. These folks at South Star greet you with a genuine smile and make you feel very comfortable. Folks, you're looking for the perfect urgent care? It's South Star Urgent Care. Go to southstarmoon.com, southstarmoon.com. South Star Urgent Care. It's the urgent care you need. Go to southstarmoon.com, southstarmoon.com. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. All right. It's Matthew James, Tax Wealth Management Hotline. All right. So they had a bill to repeal the state income tax. Stopped in the Ways and Means. Read a little deeper. Julie Emerson, who heads up the Ways and Means. She said with everything going on, repealing state income tax results on an annual $5 billion revenue loss, which, by the way, I'll get to that in a second. Emerson, my representative, appreciated the 2026 start because I do think we can accomplish next year in our fiscal session. There's a lot of conversation about the potential constitutional convention. If it happens, how does it affect repealing the state income tax? I think what they want to do is they want to get this constitutional convention. And then next year, do something with repealing income tax. By the way, don't buy into the left's, what are you going to do? How are you going to replace the $5 billion from the state income tax? Well, how does Texas do it? How does Florida do it? How does Tennessee do it? I'll tell you how they do it. It's so easy. You would think the devil's advocate and a Democrat could get it right, but they can't. Okay? They have friendly business states, so they boom, and you don't have an income taxes, and they're making money, way more money than the income tax. That's why. Because businesses are booming, and people pay taxes in other areas like sales taxes, property taxes, and things of that nature. But they get to keep all the income, and when you get to keep all your income, at least your state income, then you can make choices on what you want to spend the money on. These states are kicking our teeth in. Mississippi and Arkansas will probably get rid of the income tax. Replacing the revenue's easy if you make it a friendly business state. It's hard if you make it easy to be poor like we have in this state. Before Bel Edwards came out, we made it to be poor. A beautiful thing to be poor. Now we've made it an art form under Bel Edwards. You don't just sit around and go, okay, let's go see how much money we can get from the federal government. Cassidy's getting ready to announce some more money that's coming. No. They all do it too. You create an economy that your local economy can boom and people will move and you grow. We ought to have about 6.5-7 million people in this state right now. We could afford every one of them. Just think if you had 2.5 million more people here paying taxes, you wouldn't need an income tax. We've grown government while people have left. We ought to need a lot less money for government, not more. It just is really simple, Simon stuff that you can't, you're not going to be able to explain this to somebody at the Devil's Advocate or the Gannett newspaper. Well, how are we going to replace the money? It's called growth. There's a lot of things you can do. Just getting rid of the income tax, you don't. It's not going to be replaced. Doing everything else, you can get rid of the income tax. This is not that hard, folks. It's hard for people who don't want to understand. Very hard for people who don't want to understand. Don't we want to have a state that grows and, man, our kids get to stay and they work and then the grandbabies stay here? That's what needs to happen. We got a lot of rural areas. We can grow. We can triple this state's population. It's just not a problem, but it is a problem if you don't know how to do it. So what they're doing is with the Constitutional Convention, I know what they're going to do because I've been listening to it now. Okay? It's the Constitutional Convention, because I'm once again, as I get bits and pieces, we're going to have Landry. By the way, Landry's jumping from Thursday to Friday at 9 now. They got 500 statues, all this dedicated money. They want to undedicate it. Now, you have a lot of people going to fight this. Municipalities, people that the dedicated money is going to. The only reason they were able to pass any dedicated revenue is because we didn't trust the elected officials and the governors through the years. And we said, we're not giving you a tax increase. This is how they passed it. If you give somebody a tax increase and the money's specifically going to something, they would vote for it. But if you say we're just raising taxes for the general public, you know, for the general money that we spend, nobody would pass them. So if you're going to have a constitutional convention, you're going to unlock all this money, you better say you can't ever dedicate money again, because that's why it's all dedicated. It's dedicated because we don't trust the elected officials. Then the elected officials say, we can't do nothing. All the money's dedicated. Why did you bring the bills up to dedicate this money if you were going to come back later and say we can't do nothing because the money's dedicated? We kind of like the dog chasing the tail. We just chase our tail. Getting rid of the income taxes, I knew it would take them more than a year. Neil Reiser had the bill. Julie Emerson said, no, we're going to deal with it next year. We want to get into the Constitution first. And that's why the Constitutional Convention is going to be called. Among other things, they said limited, but this is one of the main things is quit dedicating all this money. But I'm telling you, we wouldn't pass the tax if they didn't dedicate the money. Why do you think every time the schools want more money, part of it is dedicated to teachers' pay raise? Because people will vote for that. That's why they vote for it. If you just said tomorrow we need a 1 cent sales tax and you didn't have to explain what it was going to, people would vote against it. But I just get a kick. $5 billion, how does a state replace $5 billion? Why don't the state go on a diet instead of the people in Louisiana going on a diet? Why don't the state have to cut something instead of your household cutting something? That doesn't make any sense to me. So when they bring up, it's $5 billion we got to replace my rear end. If we would grow the economy, you wouldn't have to replace any because $5 billion would turn into $15 billion. But it would be done the right way, not by raising taxes, by production and people producing things on a daily basis and businesses growing and people staying here and they're coming out of college or high school and they got a job they can go to. They got a career they can start. See, so when somebody says, if you do what the dumb media does, that's $5 billion, how do you replace it? That's a stupidity question. That's a stupid question. That's why they keep asking it, because it's so simple. You're not going to just get rid of the income tax. You have to do other things to go with it to make our communities grow and to make our business climate grow. I ain't seen anything yet that I can recall that's going to make the business climate grow. But then it becomes a problem. But if we're going to keep out-migrating people, okay, and we got less people, why can't we have less government? If we're losing people and we're not growing here, good thing we have babies here. If we're losing people, why don't we need more government? Why don't we need more government spending? Well, government then tied into business and government then tied into people back home. Somebody's getting big deals, brother-in-law deals. We got to do this and do that, and that's the problem. But no, if you just ask the question, oh, we're going to place it. And you're not thinking out the box, and you have no hope for Louisiana. How come these other states are doing it? How come other states have done it, and they're kicking us in the teeth when it comes to economic development? I'll say it again. South Carolina, we had, in the 2000 census, we had 380,000 more people in South Carolina. If you look at the last census, got them about 300,000 or 400,000 more people than us. What happened? They grew, we didn't. We raised taxes, us. We begged the federal government to keep sending money so we can survive. These other states don't have to do that. You know? By the way, they telling Mike Johnson, they calling him saying we're going to try to, we need you to vacate the seat. Gonna heat up, folks. It's gonna heat up. All right, we gotta take a break. Daniel Ernst Palmer, Pelican Institute. Don't go nowhere. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is line.1.
Hi, I'm
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station broadcasting from the Matthew James Financial Studio.
He's facing off with the House Republicans who impeached him. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Every day, the 268,000 men and women of the Department of Homeland Security carry out our mission to protect the safety and security of the American people.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas at a hearing moments ago, Congressman Mark Green led the impeachment push, accusing him of ignoring laws.
You facilitated and encouraged record levels of illegal immigration since your first day in office. And we've all witnessed the devastating results of your open borders agenda.
Now, they'll hand the impeachment articles to the Senate today, but Democrats may push to dismiss the case, calling impeachment a sham, just a policy dispute. Now, House Speaker Mike Johnson is planning votes this week on foreign military aid separately for Israel, Taiwan, Ukraine, unlike the bill the Senate approved to lump them all together. But two of his fellow Republicans in the House are pushing for Johnson to be removed as Speaker for even allowing a vote on aid to Ukraine, which some Republicans oppose, saying we've given Ukraine enough to battle Russia. But Speaker Johnson just said,
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. We are simply here trying to do our job.
Well, last fall, a group of Republicans backed by Democrats ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who later left Congress. Former President Trump's back in court in New York City, where a few more prospective jurors have been dismissed for the first Trump criminal trial. The district attorney has also filed a motion to hold the former president in contempt for violating a gag order he calls unconstitutional.
Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge.
The former president's accused of falsifying records and 2016 hush money payments. Before he went into the court this morning, he called it election interference again, keeping him away from the campaign trail.
This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign.
But soon, President Biden will head to Scranton, Pennsylvania. He'll campaign in that battleground state for the next 3 days ahead of a Trump rematch. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And here's that 10 a.m. code. It is 363. Your 10 a.m. code is 363.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. What a great day. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax Wealth Management Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, also, you can You can always email me, moon@moongrafon.com, moon@moongrafon.com. All righty, we're joined by Daniel Erspalm of the Pelican Institute, CEO, president, and darn good guy. How you doing, Daniel?
Daniel's well, that's the nicest thing anyone said about me in a while.
So. Yeah, yeah. And I know you're thinking, if he was nice on the upfront, I wonder what's coming now. But, no, it's great to hear from you. I hadn't heard from you. Session's about halfway home. There's a Constitutional Convention maybe on the way, so I kind of want to get an update from you. And you're a policy guy. Yeah. You're keeping up with all this stuff. And so let's just jump into it because I'm going to throw you around a little bit in the fact I'm going to throw you a bunch of curveballs for you to hit for me. And the first one starts with, where are we dealing with tort reform and insurance reform? Are we making some moves and things that you see coming? Just give me a kind of your touch on what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just say at the beginning, you know, I think, and I suspect these are the areas you'll go, but as we look at this session, the big sort of transformational things that must be done, and if we're going to turn the state around as we look at this year, education, legal, climate, and the Constitution, right? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff going. We've got licensure and other barriers to opportunity, but the three big ones, education reform, legal reform, and which I include in insurance and and the Constitution. So, to the first, you know, the House has been moving these bills pretty quickly. There are a number of bills that were in the Tim Temple, Commissioner Temple's package to address lawsuit overreach. Of course, this has been an issue we've been talking about for a long time here. You and I've talked a bunch about it. And also to really empower the commissioner to go out and sell Louisiana and bring underwriters back to the state, try to drive down the cost of insurance and the cost of doing business right here in the state.
Well, let's start with that because I've been trying to explain this to people, but maybe you could do a lot better job. Okay, so no, what's happened is, and of course the media doesn't help because they don't try to get it right. But so we're passing bills. And some of the people are going, well, hold up. They're going to be able to drop you after they don't have the three-year rule anymore. And they don't have this and they don't have that. My explanation on some of this is if you don't make it where businesses, insurance companies look up and say Louisiana is a place we can go and make a living, they're not going to come. And I think a lot of things they're doing up front, and it looks like with Tim's for the insurance companies. I don't think it has anything to do with that. Am I right by saying a lot of the things that's being done is to get insurance companies to come here? Because if we got another 8 or 10 or 6 or 5 and 20, you got a better chance to have competition, which will eventually lower prices. Am I right by saying that, or did I say the wrong thing?
No, you're exactly right. Look, we know competition works. We know the big driver. Of course, the weather is a big driver of the mess we're in. But the reality is we don't have enough companies writing insurance policies. And so the question is, how do you increase that so that we can serve consumers better and make it easier to do business here? And so you're absolutely right. We've got to really take that. This is the legal climate and the insurance climate is such a great example of all the things we've done wrong over the years. We make this a good old boy network where incumbent businesses have a pretty good gig, but if you're trying to create something new or innovate or bring new business into the state, we make it darn near impossible. And so we end up with a ever diminishing source of companies and opportunity and jobs, and that's how we're in the mess we're in. And nowhere is that clearer than where we've sued people out of the state and made it difficult to actually make a living here.
Yeah, so, and the reason I brought it up like that, Daniel, is I just wanted people to know because I've had, you know, you pick up a newspaper and they're editorializing on they making it fair, they hurting the people, they giving insurance whatever they want. I didn't take it that way. I took it as, you better set something up for them want to come in here and write, because if they don't, the ones we got left might leave. That's the way I took it. That's the way I read all this stuff.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we can't magic our way into a better climate. And we certainly can't government our way into a better climate. You know, this is what we've been trying for the last 20 years, and it doesn't work. So the question is, how do we make sure we protect consumers and have all the oversight that's necessary while opening up the market and letting and encouraging new companies, new insurance companies in particular, to come here? And how do we curb the abuse of the legal system, which not only helps insurance, but helps the entire jobs climate here in Louisiana?
Yeah, Daniel, they passed everything you wanted. Are they working on passing everything that you want, that you think is necessary? And if we fall short of not passing everything, do we really move the needle at all? And I don't want to hear no step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But do we move? Are we going to be, wow, look what we did? Are we going to be wild? Have they done everything they're going to do already? Just tell us where we are with that, because I know you're following bills and what's going on.
I am. You know, to be pretty candid with you, the House seems to be doing its business. The House has moved pretty quickly on insurance reforms. They're moving on legal and labor reforms. They have passed a universal education scholarship account out of the House. The big question, I think, on everyone's mind is what's the Senate going to do? And I worry, you know, this is what we always we always do, right? Is we have these big ideas, and I agree with you. We don't have time for steps in the right direction. And voters made it clear they want a transformational change. And I worry that the status quo forces are there in force at the Capitol, and they don't want anything to change.
Oh.
And it's a lot easier to stop stuff in the Senate than it is in the House.
But it's always like that. It's always like
yep,
that. And
right.
Now we're supposed to have 28 in the Senate Republicans, and we got Cameron Henry, and everybody's excited. I said, I'm not excited till they do something. So that's why I was asking you that, because the Senate hadn't even looked at some of these bills the way they need to have looked at them. They should have moved them forward as well, and yet you're having a problem.
That's right. You know, there's a front page story in the Advocate, the Times-Picayune, about the governor, and his quote was, you know, I've never moved slow in my life. And, you know, what my perspective on this is, we're at a time where we need statesmen with vision to drive big reforms, and voters and citizens, taxpayers, people looking for work, people looking for better work. We don't have time to wait till the politics get settled. This is, you know, not, you and I've talked about, I don't agree with the governor on everything for sure, but bold action and swift action is so important here, because we're again the only state in the country losing only state in the South rather, losing population, one of the only handful of states losing population, losing jobs. We just report rich states, poor states came out just this week, ranking Louisiana dead last in economic performance. Urgency is what's required here, and it's just too easy to let politics and the status quo get in the way.
But that's what Bel Edwards' whole regime for 8 years was, politics in the same trajectory on steroids. Lots of money, don't change anything, let's keep doing what it is. So it's going to take us a long time to get back, but that's why we got to do some things that are pretty fast. Daniel, would you agree with that? Because 8 years went backwards, man, big time, as far as I'm concerned, because we never changed the trajectory of where we were going.
Oh, I agree entirely. And frankly, to be fair, it wasn't just 8 years. You know, we've really had 50 years of not much progress, or, incremental progress anyway.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, but the last 8 years, it just had a lot of money, so we didn't change anything. We just made sure everybody had a lot of money.
That's right.
We didn't change anything fundamental under Bel Air. It was not in education, not in jobs, not in migration, not in insurance, not anything was changed in the last 8 years. So you 8 more years. So Jeff Landry and the so-called Republican supermajority have to move on this stuff.
I totally agree, and have to move boldly. And look, you know, I talk to these men and women every day, and make no mistake, they are getting absolutely kicked around by the status quo. Their phones are burning up from everybody who has their hand in the honeypot.
Oh, yeah.
And that includes the superintendents and school boards when we talk about transforming education. That includes local governments and, you know, everybody who has their special carve out when we talk about the Constitution. And rest assured, that includes deep pocketed trial bar and, you know, and the legal community who has benefited from a legal system that's fundamentally broken and an insurance system that's broken. They are doing everything they can. They're a cornered bear right now. And these lawmakers are absolutely getting their heads kicked in. And we've got to, you know, the folks listening today and all over the state who went to the polls to vote for change have got to make sure their lawmakers know that's what they wanted. This wasn't a joke. They weren't kidding. No. They want big change, and they've got to cast aside the status quo and chart a new course.
Yeah, Daniel Erspalmer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Let's take a break. We'll keep him for a little while because I want to get into education. I want to get into the Constitutional Convention, which me and you disagreed last time. I'm not saying,
right.
Hey, I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm just watching this one. I want to see what happens and what's the hope. So we'll keep Daniel a while. He has no choice now. I got him tired out. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you gotta go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks, oh, they're good. Folks, I want to tell you about one of my new advertisers, Adapt Concepts AC Service Repairs. Oh, serving all of Acadiana, surrounding areas, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. Full service AC and heating company, repairs, installation, and preventive maintenance, which is very, very important. Installation service, professional quality services, focus on creating value for you. Terms of certified technician, 24/7 customer service, and free consultation. I'm talking Adapt Concepts, AC service repairs. You want the professionals, you want the best, this is them. Purchase a qualified high efficient system for maintenance, plus get a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. Wow, don't you want to know about that? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adapt-ac.com. That's adapt-ac.com. When you think about how... Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax Wealth Management Hotline, if you'd like to be part of the program. Daniel Erspalmer, CEO of the Pelican Institute, keep an eye on all this stuff. Policy guy, and they got a lot to do with trying to change things in the state of Louisiana. We appreciate them. So Daniel, so you feel like right now everything that they could pass is done with the exception of course, getting through the Senate, am I saying that okay? Is that about right?
Yeah, I think there's still a few more bills that'll move through the process. But in terms of the highest priorities, I think the House has moved those relatively quickly. In fact, they just began the hearing on the Constitutional Convention bill as we're speaking in the House committee right now. So things are moving, and I don't want to be overly harsh on the Senate. A lot of these started in the House, and the Senate will will certainly take them up. I think there's just a lot of eyes on the Senate and how quickly they'll move and how bold they'll be.
Yeah, okay. So, well, that's but it's good, though, but we got to keep the pressure on the Senate to do the right thing. It's just you're not going to change Louisiana talking about it. We've done that. You're not going to change it, writing policies, and they never do anything about it. None of that's going to happen. It's got to happen now because, you know, the longer we go, the system will eat us up. It just eat us up, and that's what bothers me. We got people that make money. They like it just like it is. They don't care if kids are leaving and grandbabies are leaving. They just don't care. They're making theirs. They're getting theirs, and that's the dumbest thing you could do. All right, before we get to the Constitutional Convention, we'll say that coming out the next break. So the Education Savings Account, man, it overwhelmingly passed in the House.
It did. I was sitting in the gallery after talking to a lot of folks throughout that week, and it did. It came out with six Republicans voted no, and six Democrats voted yes. I encourage anyone who hasn't seen it yet. Representative Jason Hughes, a Democrat from New Orleans, gave just a powerful speech in favor of education freedom and education scholarship accounts. It's worth anyone watching. It was really moving. And it came out overwhelmingly as we hoped and thought it would, but know that, you know, as I talk to a lot of folks, especially in smaller and rural areas of the state, their local school boards and their superintendents are doing everything they can to punish them for that vote. So we've got to make sure we tell them that was the right thing to do, and we appreciate it.
Is your concern in the Senate the same as it is with insurance and TARP reform for the education savings account? I'm just asking. I mean, you still got to go through the Senate, and I don't care who the Senate president is. He's already frustrated me already with several things. So I'm just asking, do you have the same concern?
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on it. So the Senate Education Chairman, Rick Edmonds, has been a longtime champion of parental choice and education freedom. And I know he has a companion bill to the one in the House that's also moving through the Senate. But that bill got delayed in its hearing in Senate Finance. It was supposed to be on Monday, and they moved it to Thursday. President Henry was quoted at, I believe, the PAR conference last week saying, you know, what comes out of the Senate may not be as aggressive as what we saw from the House. Now, I don't, you know, that was what the media reported. I don't know the context. Unfortunately, I was not there. But I think it's, you know, it's going to be important, again, you know, that theme, Moon, we keep coming back to. If we are not bold, if we don't take big swings at this, it's just not going to work. We're going to continue to fall behind. All the states around us are growing and taking these swings. We're just going to continue to fall apart unless we do these things.
Yeah, I'm concerned about a guy like Cameron Henry. I know Jeff wanted him there, and other people wanted him there. I've already nicknamed him Half-Ass Henry. I'm sorry. That's what I think he's going to do. And it bothers me that he's sitting there now because, you know, it just bothers me. It bothers me that he's not being aggressive. You know, some of these guys can be aggressive when they're not in charge. And then when they get in charge, they all of a sudden go back. You know, we were talking about Mike Johnson earlier speaking. I love him to death. Yeah. Mike's been as solid as anybody in speaker. He looked like a different guy. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I hope Mike's got a plan. But Cameron Henry, I feel the same way. You know, Cameron Henry was tough and vote right and do this. And all of a sudden, you're the Senate president. And all of a sudden, you start wavering for everything that you talked about and that you believe in. And that's what bothers me. And Cameron can make it happen. I promise you. He can make it happen today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, an observation on that, I think, I've been trying to figure this out for years, and here's what I think happens is when you're in leadership, your incentives are all around compromise, and compromise is often the nature of the beast in the political process. Rarely you get everything, anybody gets everything they want. That said, we're at an inflection point in Louisiana, and the issues we're debating here are not issues where you come to a solution that everyone can be happy. you've got sides that are diametrically opposed, in part because the system is set up that way.
Hey, hold your thoughts. Because I got to take a break. Yep. We'll come back to this, and then we'll go to the Constitutional Convention. Daniel Erskine, my special guest. We'll be right back.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Spring is here, and if you love seafood like I do, you need Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Ragin' Cajun's delicious seafood dinners like etouffee, Creole sauce, shrimp and grits, seafood bisque, gumbo and roux. All Ragin' Cajun products are made right here in Acadiana. Folks, trust me, they are good. Ask for the Ragin' Cajun and all your favorite grocery stores today. Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask them for the Ragin' Cajun. Oh, man, I love me some Superior Grill. Superior Grill, the best Mexican food in the state of Louisiana, bar none, baby. They are the best, and you're going to love them, too. They got great drinks and food, and the atmosphere is second to none. They know what they're doing. They know how to serve. Hey, folks, you do know they cater. They do cater. Superior Grill, located in New Orleans, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge, Lafayette right around the corner. You're going to love Superior Grill. You're going to love the atmosphere. You're going to love the taste. They can handle anything you got. Folks, they got happy hours. They really serve the people. And you're going to love Superior Grill. I love it. You're going to love it. I cannot wait to go to Superior Grill. I've been going to Superior Grill now for 29 years. Let me tell you, I know all about Superior Grill. And I want good Mexican food. I'm going to Superior Grill. I want to see you there. We're going to have a blast.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
This hour brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, online at matthewjames.com.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Daniel Erskine, CEO, president of my good friends at Pelican Institute. Been involved with trying to get Louisiana heading in the right direction for a while, only to see his hopes dashed a lot of times at the end of the session. Now you know what I've been feeling like for 30 years. You know, I hate to bring it up, but we're dealing with reform and legal reform and insurance reform, and we're worried about the Senate. So we got education reform and education savings account. We're worried about the Senate. I wonder who we're worried about when we talk about the Constitutional Convention. I've already saw what we're worried about. It's Henry and them over there going, I don't know about this. We want to be gone. And I noticed it was funny. The last comment I got from him is, we want to be gone by June 3rd. It's all about them leaving. By June, I swear, he is right here. This was in the devil's advocate. But Senate President Cameron Henry has stressed that the chamber has no intention of going past the scheduled Sinai of June the 3rd. In other words, they're giving you ultimatum. We better be out of here. I got a vacation. I'm going fishing. Essentially, that's how important it is to them. We got to be out of here.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you, the men and women in the Senate, I know most of them, and they're good folks who want to do good things. You know, this is where sometimes I think the collective gets in the way of, you know, of doing those big things. And you know, this dynamic that always emerges, this is not new to this year, between the House and the Senate and the governor and the Senate, or, you know, these are all normal things. The difference here is the mandate that voters, I think, sent. We see it in all the polling. We see it in anecdotal stories. The people of Louisiana are sick and tired of the way things have been going, and they sent people to do big things. And I just think it's worth remembering, and for those lawmakers who again, I know are besieged every day in that building by people who don't want anything to change.
Yeah,
to remind them how they got there. The voters, their constituents back home, want big change and demand it, or else we're going to continue on the same path we've been. And nobody wants, well, I shouldn't say nobody. Most voters don't want that unless you've benefited from the system as it is now.
Oh yeah, there's been a lot of people benefited, and that's why we're having problems getting rid of it.
Yep.
I mean, we just got to be real blunt. That's the problem we're having right now, is that we got a lot of people benefiting from it. And they don't walk around like they're some kind of big business gurus, and look at me, I bring money to the deal. And what they do is they're killing us but helping just themselves. And that's mm-hmm. what's happened. But let's do this, because I've never really been for a constitutional convention. And I got my reason, yep. And a lot of it was who was going to be there. Well, now you're talking about the lawmakers, and then Jeff appoints 27. Let's start there. Do you like that setup? And if you do, why?
I think it works. You know, they're going to debate, and I'm sure they're talking about it already, how that makeup works and how the process is going to work. They can decide all of that. But I think it will work. There's been a lot of conversation. You know, this criticism we hear about, oh, it's too fast. And listen, not new. We've been debating this for decades.
A long time. Me and you debated it for the last 5 years, probably.
That's right. That's right.
By the way, I won every year. I'm really
this year too.
No, I'm just intrigued by it, and I'm not for or against it. I'm just tell you what I've been in the past. But the reason why I asked you that question was because, you know, I've heard people have emailed me and said, I don't like the idea of the representatives being at the Constitutional Convention. These are the same people that put us in this position. Well, not all together, but some of them. You can make the argument that the elected officials put us here, and that's why we have a problem. So how do you answer to somebody that? Because I don't think whatever system you comes up with, somebody's not going to be happy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I understand that concern, and I have my concerns too. Here's what I know for sure. One, this Constitution blocks opportunity and blocks the change we need. It has far too much protected by the Constitution that, you know, again, we start every conversation, it feels like, with Louisiana as an outlier. And this is true, too. We have the second longest Constitution in the country. It's been amended the most times. We've had the most constitutions. And so the result is government does not have the ability, our lawmakers do not have the ability to appropriately reflect our priorities when we vote for them. And it's a roadblock to basically every transformational change that's necessary. It cements Huey Long's government in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And the exercise here, and the reason I believe this will work, is not to rewrite the document. The goal here is to streamline it, to take things that ought to be in statute and put it there, and to let the Constitution be what the Constitution's supposed to be, which is to set up the structure of government, to define and protect individual rights, to constrain government action, and to let the economy flourish. And if we can do that, and I think we can, and it's a complicated political exercise. It's not that complicated of a policy exercise to go through and say, these are things that ought to be in statute. So because that's what we're talking about here, we're not talking about a big redraft. We're talking about making sure the Constitution does what it's supposed to, that things move to statute, and probably that we make it a little harder to amend in the future. I mean, that's a big selling point for a lot of folks I've talked to. They don't have to vote on a whole bunch of constitutional amendments they don't understand every year. We can get this right. We don't have to do that as much.
Yeah. Well, let me so can you be specific? I've heard – I don't know. I got Jeff coming on, the governor coming on Friday. He's going to talk about it as well. Can you be specific about what we're going to do? I heard that the statutory dedication is what's going to be one of the big focuses. Now, I got to tell you, Daniel, every dollar, they always talk about, well, we can't cut but health care and hiring or whatever. Every dollar that's dedicated would have never passed had it not been dedicated. I guarantee you almost every dollar that's dedicated would have never passed had it not been dedicated, any kind of tax increase or things like that. So how do you deal with that when we can't pass anything that's not dedicated? I'm just throwing it out to you. Is that the big overhaul in this debate? Is that the big overhaul? Is that going to be what's more concentrated on mostly?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely, I wouldn't say it's the only one, but I think it's a big one. The article that deals with spending is now longer than the original 1974 Constitution. We have amended it, added funds, added all this stuff, and that's right. So what happens is when lawmakers walk into that building, between the massive amount of federal money that comes into the state and those dedicated funds and all sorts of strings attached, what happens is lawmakers walk in and only have control over about one out of every $10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just always encourage people to think about trying to run your household budget or a small business budget when...
Yeah, but they set that, don't you agree? They set it up. They set that up by dedicating everything. They the ones set that up.
That's right.
I mean, they did this to themselves, really, somewhat.
Well, that's right, but here's how those work, right? A lawmaker has been fighting for some project or some money all these years, and they realize they're not going to be there forever. And, you know, okay, so we've got to lock that in. We've got to dedicate those funds. Well, times change. You know, kids, think about it, even in our individual lives. You know, I'm talking to you on a phone that has, I don't know how many apps on it, and, you know, even 10 or 15 years ago, we weren't, this wasn't the same thing. I didn't spend money on this. I spent money on other things. And so what happens is when you lock things in, you lock in priorities from often decades ago, what happens is what we have now, which is the state is not, and our lawmakers who go, we send to Baton Rouge to represent our priorities are not able to do that because they first have to pay for the priorities of their predecessors. If we can free that up and really give flexibility to have a government that's responsive to needs today and opportunities and priorities today, that's how we break through this. Instead, if we don't do that, we're going to continue to be stuck in Huey Long's muck, and we're not going to make it through.
Okay, let me do this. We're going to do one more segment. I can't talk about the Constitutional Convention without bringing up home state exemption. So Danger's going, oh, wow. Well, I'm going to bring it up because I think if it's something they're going to look at, they ought to tell us up front. That's all, simple as that. But let me come back, take a break. Daniel Ernst Palmer, one more segment to go. Don't go nowhere. Spring is here, and if you love seafood like I do, you need Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Ragin' Cajun's delicious seafood dinners like etouffee, Creole sauce, shrimp and grits, seafood bisque, gumbo and roux. All Ragin' Cajun products are made right here in Acadiana. Folks, trust me, they are good. Ask for the Ragin' Cajun and all your favorite grocery stores today. Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun season. Ask them for the Ragin' Cajun.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Daniel Erzpormer, my special guest, will move to the Constitutional Convention. That's being called. Daniel, I got to ask you a question. When you make a call like this, will they put everything in the call so we can see exactly what they're trying to do, or it doesn't work that way?
So the call, the piece of legislation will lay out the structure of the convention and what the timeline of the convention, all of that. It will also lay out any restrictions. So I think this got added, it was supposed to be added today, for example, says, you know, we're not touching the Declaration of Rights, Article 1. So all those things that are, I mean, that is core to Constitution, those are not changing.
Okay.
But in terms of the specifics of the debate, that's up to the delegates. And so what the transition committee has done, the governor's transition committee on the Constitution, is they have shared a series of recommendations as a starting point for lawmakers, for the delegates to consider once they gavel into the Constitution should it pass. And so the call, the legislation, doesn't decide the outcome. All it does is set up the structure and the guardrails. The governor's transition committee believed that it was important to have something for people to react to and start from. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be seen as the final document by any stretch because no one's voted on it. No one's debated it, at least not publicly. And so those recommendations, I hope, will be a good starting point for the delegates to discuss. And then they'll have to vote on that. And a majority vote in the convention will put something on the ballot to send to voters.
All right. There's always been a talk by business people wanting to lower the homestead exemption. Yep. Okay. Do you think this will be in the call? And number two, I want to remind you and everybody else, Texas went from 25 to 100,000. Now, they went up. They went up because they got the business climate. They went up because they have a tax base. They went up to give people breaks on that property taxes. How does homestead exemption play in this? Because I want to be honest with my friends out there. You know, and I've been one of those guys that thought it should have never changed. But now when I saw Texas did what they did, I thought, whoa, because it kind of changed my mind for the 15th time. And I'm going, so what is the deal with the homestead exemption? Because if Texas is at 100 and we lower ours to 25, we really look bad as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so I think there is about a 0.0001% chance that anything changes with the homestead exemption.
Okay.
I think voters have made it pretty clear they're not interested in that. I think elected officials know if that is part of the document. Again, remember, at the end of the day, voters get to decide.
I know.
On the ballot in November, and I think, you know, the part of the exercise certainly of having lawmakers as delegates is to craft something that is good for Louisiana and can pass on the ballot. Those are two different tests in some cases, but should align to the same thing. So we could have a long discussion about the value of things like a homestead exemption, right? Which the challenge, just like any sort of tax credit, is if some people pay less, then rates go up to collect the same amount of money. So if you reduce the number of exemptions and credits, then rates can go down for everyone. And that's the challenge there. That said, I don't think it's changing. And frankly, with inflation and as the economy has grown over time, mm-hmm. it's far less a big deal than it was even just a few decades ago. So
it's hardly nothing now, really, when you think about it. When they did this, most houses were under 75 or 50.
That's right.
That's changed. There's a lot more property taxes coming in now than there ever was.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now let me ask another one, because the one I got concerned about, and you would think with Republicans controlling this thing, and they will be controlling it, the 2/3 vote to increase taxes, does that stay? Is that something they will jack with?
Nope. My caveat to all this is certainly that could be discussed. I do not believe that will be on the table, and that's something folks like us and others would die on that hill. So I do not believe that will be a serious consideration for this convention.
Okay. No, I knew at one time that when people were trying to push it, that was one of the things I thought they would go after. Is there anything in the Constitution that you're concerned they may go after that you wish they wouldn't touch? Just thinking out the box?
I really don't think so. I think my concerns are, will we go far enough? Okay. And part of that is controversial topics of things. And again, this is just me speaking here.
Yeah, okay.
But not that they shouldn't happen. It's just a question of whether they should be in the Constitution. So if you look at things like civil service and supplemental pay, these are things that I think lawmakers are likely to continue similar to the way that they are and maybe should in a lot of those cases. But the question is, should they really be in the Constitution? I would say the answer to that is no. Those are questions that ought to be decided in statute. So, you know, that's the other thing is, if something moves out of the Constitution, that doesn't mean the policy has changed.
Okay.
And I think, you know, that's something we're going to have to work hard to keep people to remember. It just moves it out of the Constitution and into statute. And it's very likely those set of statutes are going to get extra protection. Probably they will decide to give those a 2/3 vote to change as well. So the question is just, does it belong in a Constitution?
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't expect any major changes.
Here's another big one. Does anything we doing in this convention, if they have it, and it got a lot of ifs, because it got to pass, got to come, I understand all of that.
Yeah.
If everything goes like you think it should go, does it help us next year start to get rid of the income tax, or this will have no bearing on the income tax at all?
Oh, no, I think it has a big impact.
If we can
provide more flexibility with the finances to move more. I mean, I know you and I disagreed on it, but frankly, the big win on the Amendment 2 from a few years ago is it moved the tax rates out of the Constitution and into statute. That's so important. They never belonged in the Constitution to begin with. And so all of these things together absolutely will set the stage for an elimination or phase out of the income tax.
Yeah, I get a little sick when I see the media say, well, that's $5 billion. Well, but the other states don't have them because they have a good business climate. They're not losing people,
that's right.
And they're growing, so they're growing the tax base. Louisiana probably ought to have about 6 million people now. Five and a half, 6 million people. Just think if you had 6 million people and they had babies and you keep growing – that means the economy has to be here, and it grows, and people pay property tax and sales tax, and they're buying stuff, and business is good, and you don't have to keep raising taxes. It's kind of – and you don't have to have an income tax because you got plenty of money coming in.
As I told a lawmaker the other day, the only way at the end of the day I know how to get Louisiana out of the malaise that we're in is to grow the economy. And so all of what we do needs to be aimed at bringing jobs and opportunity here, growing opportunity for entrepreneurs and job seekers and job creators. And we have all of the assets in our state to be one of the most successful and opportunity-filled states in the country, and we just squander it every day with bad policy decisions.
Yeah.
We can fix that with good policy decisions, and that's got to be the path we're on.
Oh, it's no doubt about it. But, boy, you got a system of people that don't want to change nothing. Nothing. Because they know their gravy train will come falling down, and they all going to be the ones fighting.
That's right.
That's incredible. Incredible. All righty, sir. You've been a blessing. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, as always.
I'm kind of just really curious how all this thing plays in. I really am. Because I've never been a constitutional convention type guy. Still got concerns. Not trying to block it. Not trying to be for it. Just trying to see where it's going. And I knew if I got you on, I could find out real quick. And I do appreciate it.
You bet. Well, we'll keep fighting, and I'll talk to you again soon. Let's do a catch up soon on how things go in the next couple weeks.
Sound like a winner, man. Yep, we will stay in touch with you. I know you got your pulse on everything, and I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right, man. Take care.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.